This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the role and position of family. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the role and position of the family. We know that the family has two main things in it. When we talk about the family, a family is a place of peace. And also, the family is a place of training and nurturing. When we look at the factor of the peace, that it is a place of peace, and we look at the relation of husband and wife, we can compare what is happening out there in the material life and what does Islam talks about. When we look at the material life, we see that according to the material worldview, marriage or spouse, which is the legal way, its legal way is marrying, the marriage is known as to fulfill the lust that two parties have. Or maybe they love to have kids. That's what it looks at. So therefore, when we look at the family, when we look at the relation between the husband and wife, according to the worldview, according to the material worldview, we see that it is just a matter of lust, entertainment, or maybe sex only. And on the other hand, when we ask them why you guys have married, it is said that we were ready to have responsibilities or to take responsibilities. Now, in the Islamic viewpoint, when we look at the marriage, having a lust through this, the halal way of enjoying the lust or the relation between husband and wife, it's halal ways through marriage. And Islam says this is one of the tools in order to reach to peace, because it is a need of human. And when it's a need of human, he must fulfill his need through the halal way, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about role and position of family in the Islamic lifestyle. And we said that according to the Islamic viewpoint, marriage, which brings peace or relation between husband and wife, which involves all kinds of relation, this is a way and a tool to bring peace into family, fulfilling each one's desires. It's a need, a human need, which comes through the family. And this peace will give us some inner peace, some mental peace, this relation. And after that, it will result in supplicating or praying or worshiping Allah in its best way. Therefore, when we have our needs fulfilled through the family, maybe it's the need of a husband or need of a wife. When it has been fulfilled within the family, therefore, these people will not go away and they will seek the needs through the halal means. But on the other hand, when we look at the material worldview, because they just look at the marriage for the fulfilling the purpose of something, a relation between husband and wife and having kids, and it's all responsibility. Therefore, in today's world, we can see that our new generations are not going towards marriages. They say we are not ready to marry. Why? Because they think marriage is a responsibility and that's it, nothing else. Whereas they can fulfill their desires, lusts, through having friendship or having non-halal or through forbidden ways, unlawful ways, committing adultery and rest of things which has been explained in Islam. Therefore, we need to be very much careful in this case, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.